Today's reading begins in Matthew 7, verse 1. Matthew chapter 7, beginning in verse 1. Judge not, that you be not judged. For with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, Let me take the speck out of your eye, when there is the log in your own eye? You hypocrite! First take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. Do not give dogs what is holy, and do not throw your pearls before pigs, lest they trample them underfoot and turn to attack you. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks it will be opened. Or which one of you, if his son asks him for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you, then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? People have a tendency to be judgmental toward anything that's different, anything that's shocking, anything that they don't care for or don't like. And again, that may relate to it being different. But Jesus begins to address this idea of judging by a harsher standard than we would put upon ourselves. So what he's saying is you go out and you look at somebody and you judge them for their behavior or their looks or whatever they're doing, but you won't make those same standards apply to yourself. That's what Jesus is addressing. A lot of people will look at Matthew 7, verse 1, and then say, we're not supposed to be judging at all, and that's not what he's dealing with. What he's dealing with is hypocritical judgment. This comes along with the way that the Pharisees were conducting themselves, that they were always lauding themselves and trying to make themselves look good, but they were always very judgmental of other people. They wanted to condemn people. It didn't matter how hard you tried, there was something they could condemn you for. They put those harsh burdens on people in order to be able to condemn them, and then they felt superior for it. His next statement of, why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye, builds upon that. He's pointing out that it's easier to see the faults in others, but he's saying you need to deal with yourself before you'll be in a position to be able to help someone else. You can't fixate on the flaws that everybody else has and not realize, well, you have your own flaws, maybe even the same flaws. This is just as striking a statement today as it was then. So he says, you hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, then you'll be able to see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. When I was in high school was the beginning of this self-esteem movement that has evolved into what we see today. And the whole premise was that everybody needed to have good self-esteem. You needed to feel good about yourself. But there was never any discussion about what the basis of self-esteem was for. Feeling good about yourself because of, you know, positive qualities. That discussion was never had. It was always just, you need to feel good about yourself. But if we only feel good about ourselves because we think we're better than somebody else, then we've got a serious problem. That's not real self-esteem. That's putting other people down and then feeling good because you did it. That's not what God is looking for. And we need to have humility, but we do need to have a little self-esteem as well. We can look at ourselves and know, hey, I'm a child of God. That's a good thing. I'm working to walk in the light. That's a good thing. I'm working to rid myself of this particular temptation and overcome it with the help and the mercy of God. That's a good thing. But in order to just put somebody else down and then feel good because I did it, that doesn't help anything. That's not the kind of self-esteem that a child of God needs to have. We need to have self-esteem that is based on that grace and mercy of God and based on our desire to seek Him out and follow His will. Jesus is also not telling us that we have to attain perfection. He's not saying that the only time you can help anybody else is when you don't have any problems whatsoever of your own. We would never reach that point and we would never help anyone. But he is saying that you can't be focused on everybody else and not even consider yourself. Once you begin to consider yourself and work on those things that you see as flaws in your own character and your own behavior, then you'll be in a position in which you can help someone else. But beating somebody up, that doesn't help anything. It doesn't do any good. And I'm not building anybody up. I'm not helping anybody by beating them over the head. I'm not saying we can't tell people that they're doing something wrong. I'm talking about motivation. Jesus talks a lot about motivation. I hope you've noticed that as we've been going through all of these readings. Jesus focuses a lot on motivation because that's where our real problem is. What motivates us to do one thing or another? And in order to do what's right, we have to have proper motivation. We have to have a righteous intention. And if we don't, well, we get caught in sin anyway. It might be a different sin than what we were caught in before, but it's sin nonetheless. So we need to be very careful. And we need to have the humility to look honestly at ourselves and realize I've got some things to work on. No matter where I am in my faith, I've got some things to work on. Then get to work on those things. And when you have opportunity, you may be able to help somebody else work on their things as well. So keep all of this in mind and realize the points that Jesus is trying to make, and don't, you know, take an idea and run with it, that like people have done with Matthew 7 verse 1, ignoring context and what Jesus' points really are. I hope that benefits you. I hope that you'll think about these things today and pray that we might have the humility of spirit to look at ourselves honestly and be able to see our own flaws, and that we would hope to humbly and sincerely look for opportunities to help others around us as well. Thank you for listening today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.